You know, there's something I've never told you, and that is how our refrigerator game, Stump the Cook, got started. This is where a listener calls in with five ingredients from their fridge, and they challenge me to come up with a dish that they would actually want to eat. And we have a celebrity stump master to judge, too. Well, here's the secret. You see, this is an old cooking teacher trick to get students away from, you know, that printed recipe so they begin to trust their instincts. Well, with the new year comes a tougher challenge for me because our celebrity stump master this week is consummate crafter and comedian Amy Sedaris. Amy, welcome.
Thank you. It's nice to be here.
Now, you've done this new book, Simple Times, Crafting for Poor People.
Yes.
And this means that you are going to be our judge today.
I'm going to judge you all up and down.
You are the queen, girl. All right. Now, let me see who wants to play. We have got Brad from St. Paul. Brad,
hi, Lynn.
Hi, Brad. Say hello to Amy.
Hi, Amy. How are you?
Hi, Brad.
I love
Thanks
your
for
book.
Calling.
I read it cover to cover.
Oh, really? Oh,
yes.
That's so nice.
I'm
Thank you.
I'm one of the 98%.
Oh, you.
Yeah.
The 98% of what?
Well, in the book, she has a description about who crafts and the poor people who crafts. And, well, not to get too specific, there's a demographic listed that's 98%, and I'm one of those people.
Right. I feel like I'm running a dating service here. Okay.
You are.
Brad. All right. Five items. And be kind.
Okay. Do they have to come from the fridge?
No, but they have to be craft related, but I'm just offering here that they are food related.
Okay, I can do food related. The problem is that the fridge, you know, it's a godsend and I never use it. So non-perishables. We're going with the non-perishables today.
All right.
Okay. So, I have some almonds. I have a Hershey bar. I have some sprinkles.
You mean sprinkles like cookie sprinkles?
Cookie sprinkles.
All right.
They're crafty.
Right.
I have some corn syrup. Don't know where that came from, but it's on the shelf.
It does last forever.
Not here to
though.
Judge.
Yeah, okay.
And some fruit snacks.
What do you mean fruit snacks?
Well, it's not really dried fruit because that's kind of fancy. No, these are just like, they're like dots except they're flavored with vitamin C.
Oh.
Okay.
So we've got almonds, Hershey bars, sprinkles, corn syrup, and fruit snacks. Oh, God, I'm going to be
great
creamed.
List. That's a good challenge.
Yeah, says you. Says you. Yep. You do this for
okay.
a living, right? I don't. All right. Here's the deal. Okay, so we've got to make a craft out of this. Oh, wait a minute. I have got a scathingly brilliant idea.
I doubt
okay.
it.
Oh boy. All right.
Here's I'm just
the
saying.
I understand. Okay. We're going to melt the chocolate. All right, we're going to stir in the almonds, whole almonds, so it's really lumpy and crumpy and whatever. And then what we're going to do is pile, like make a dome out of this, a couple of these domes on a piece of foil or parchment paper or whatever. And now the real craft comes in. We're going to take that corn syrup and we're going to boil it. All right. And then we're going to stir in the fruit snack.
What happens to the corn syrup when you boil it?
It just gets thicker.
Okay.
Yeah.
We believe you.
Okay. So we're going to boil that corn syrup and we're going to stir into it the fruit snacks, which hopefully will be jewel-like. And then what we're going to do with the spoon is on top of each little haystack of almonds and chocolate, we will twirl around that haystack, forming a peak at the top, this beautiful jewel-studded corn syrup. And then we will take those sprinkles and we will just drop them from on high so they look like a crown.
Oh, that's brilliant.
Yeah, I think that sounds great.
Do I pass?
Well, don't get all excited.
Maybe.
Then maybe you could string them together and create a bracelet or a... put a post in there and you can wear them in your ears if they harden enough.
I think that's great. And then someone can lick your ears and also have dessert?
Yes.
Good Lord.
Seriously, yeah, I was thinking he was going to make
that.
A coffee table out of, you know, the Hershey bar and put the almonds to make the legs. And I was going on like, oh, maybe some miniature, you know, doll furniture. And then it got a little kinky with the syrup. But I thought you did a good job.
No,
absolutely.
Well, thank you. But I think the doll furniture is a lot more original, Amy.
Well, hey, you used the word haystack. So when you got me there.
Amy, thank you so much.
Brad, I'll see you at home. Thanks a lot.
Brad, thank you. Oh, Brad's gone already.
Brad's gone. You know how they are.
Just gone. Hey, Amy, as always, it is a total joy.
Thanks for having me.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.